I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. School bus drivers in DeKalb County are continuing their sick out for a third day, this to protest low wages, lack of benefits, and retirement issues. The sick out began last Thursday when hundreds of drivers failed to show up for work. As a result, eight people who were identified as ringleaders lost their jobs. DeKalb County School Superintendent Dr. Stephen Green tells 11 Alive the firings were necessary.
When you make a decision like that, you should be necessarily anticipating that there are going to be consequences. I made that very clear, that there are going to be repercussions.
Green says any absent drivers must provide a doctor's note or face punishment. A Chinese manufacturer has chosen Georgia as the location for its first U.S. plant. Governor Nathan Deal announced that Top Polymer Enterprise plans to build a $15 million manufacturing plant in Social Circle. The company will employ roughly 70 workers. Top Polymer makes thermoplastic elastomer, a compound commonly used in automobiles and home appliances. Deal says the company's decision to locate in Georgia is another example of the state attracting industry leaders from around the world. Three of the top contenders for the governor's office are now facing ethics complaints. The AJC reports that Stacey Abrams' campaign lodged a complaint Friday claiming that aides to her Democratic rival, Stacey Evans, violated state ethics rules by forming a third-party organization to take in unlimited contributions to help her campaign. Earlier last week, William Perry of the group Georgia Ethics Watchdogs filed a complaint against Abrams questioning more than $80,000 in reimbursement she received from her campaign committee. Perry also asked investigators to take a closer look at Republican Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle's use of a state airplane for a trip to Savannah in November of 2016. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation's Crime Lab is making progress in a years-long effort to test nearly 10,000 backlogged sexual assault evidence packages. The push began after 1,351 untested rape kits were discovered in storage at Grady Hospital in 2015. The GBI contracted with an outside lab to process the older cases, while the state's 50 scientists and technicians focus on new cases, which are coming in at a rate of about 250 per month. The agency's goal is to clear the backlog by January 1st of next year. Well, over 500 people packed into the Morehouse College Chapel Saturday to attend the memorial service for Timothy Cunningham, the CDC employee whose body was found in the Chattahoochee River after he mysteriously disappeared in mid-February. Authorities say Cunningham drowned. A private burial is set for today at Georgia National Cemetery in Canton. And in sports, the Atlanta Braves and New York Mets were rained out yesterday. That's the 26th time a Major League Baseball game has been postponed due to weather this year, which sets a record for this point in the season. The Braves now travel to Cincinnati to begin a four-game series with the Reds. First pitch scheduled tonight just before 7 o'clock. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.